appreciate all of the thoughts. Chris Wooten was just on hold with us. He couldn't hold. My apologies to him. He had a great quote for us that I'm going to let Brian share with you in a moment, and he'll tell you. We got Marsha and Karen joining us in a matter of moments also, so looking forward to that. And I want to remind folks that this afternoon, Gene Garris will be hosting the afternoon drive for you from 4 to 6 today. So that'll be a good thing to get Dr. Gene in the studio. So that's where we're at for today as we move along on the point. All right? All right. We are looking forward to our positive points on aging. Karen and Marsha with us here on a Tuesday morning from over at Oakleaf Village. If you're new to the program or you've never heard what we do here every Tuesday from about 8:35 until 9 o'clock, we take a lot of pride in this. It's a segment that a lot of people comment on to me away from the radio. And we bring in our experts that are just so good when it comes to senior care. And I love having Marsha and having Karen in the studio on Tuesday mornings. We talk about things that are really relevant for the caregivers and the care receivers. And I've learned a lot just about how to help seniors and help my mom, help people that are going through difficult challenges, whether it's related to age or it's related to dementia or it's physical disabilities, whatever it is, I've learned so much. So with that, we turn our attention to Karen and to Marsha. Good morning, team. How are we today?
Good morning. I think we're doing well. A little cold, but doing well.
Hopefully Brian didn't leave you standing out there too long.
Nah, he didn't. That's okay. Yeah. Hey, happy birthday, Dad. You've got an 18-year-old. That's exciting.
Yeah, and that's I was going to say, I appreciate you both understanding while I stayed home today.
Oh, absolutely.
I wanted to greet my baby girl when she woke up and be here for her. She was not expecting to see me, and so I wanted to surprise her. And I hung up little happy birthday banners in the kitchen before anybody woke up, and just kind of decorated the kitchen for her and just wanted her to wake up to more than just, hey, it's a school day.
Absolutely. So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Can y'all imagine what he's going to be like when he sends her off to college?
Oh,
let's
Lord.
Not discuss any of that, please. All right. I'm having
Brian,
a hard enough time.
You are in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard enough time with the simple milestone of just her being a legal adult now. So anyway, well, I'm glad you guys are with us. Appreciate you being with us. And today's topic was something that I think is really important for a lot of folks to learn about. Polypharmacy. Ladies, what are we talking about?
We are talking about a complex medical system that creates this, because everyone has a pill for some reason, right? I mean, we take it for headaches.
Yep.
We start out taking headaches and stomach aches, and then as we grow older and we have more chronic issues that need to be addressed on a daily basis, of course, then we get more prescriptions, more over-the-counter drugs, and we are just compounding. We have our own little pharmacies within our own home. And the problem is that, like I was mentioning to Karen earlier, you know, in our assisted living, we have what they call a MAR. Karen, what does MAR stand for?
I knew you were going to ask that. Something about medical records.
Absolutely. Anyway, it's an accounting of all the meds, when you take them, why you take them, how you take them, who gives them to you. You know, we have that so we can watch it. Just think of people living in their homes by themselves and they don't have someone to monitor those daily medications.
We self-medicate all the time.
Right.
I mean, we make decisions. We take ourselves off of meds because we just think it's not doing any good. So, let's just get rid of this one. When you have somebody monitoring it like we do, the other thing we get to do with the medication sheet is it goes to your physician. So they see what you're taking too. And that's important.
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you go to the doctors, they say, bring your medications or bring a list of your medications.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, people that are older, and I'm saying older as in their 80s, they might not be that organized to be able to take that kind of information to the doctor.
Correct.
They know what they're taking, and they know that it's a blue pill, and they take it with their coffee in the morning.
Right.
But they don't know why they're taking it and how long they should be taking it, and should they have stopped it 3 years ago after they were discharged from the hospital.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of things that we're looking at. People are continuing to take medications that aren't necessary, or there might be something the doctor can combine,
right,
so that they're not taking so many medications. You know me and my numbers. I love numbers and I love statistics. I don't know why I didn't specialize in it, but it's considered, polypharmacy is considered a global risk factor, because every website that we looked at on this information, they considered the age factor to think about is 65
right.
plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 65 plus, people are living longer. So, you know, you still have a long, you know, possibly 20 to 30 years to continue on this lovely path of polypharmacy. People that are 65 plus take an average of 5 prescriptions per day.
I couldn't take that many pills. I'm sorry. I can hardly get down. Nope. I'm 65 in 5 months or something, so I'm not going there. But no, I that's a lot of pills to me. But then what you don't consider is then people add supplements to that. Let's talk about all the vitamins that people are taking, the fish oils and the D's and the C's and everything else. It adds up real quick, and those can have bad interactions.
Absolutely.
With the medications that you're taking.
Yeah, some of the herbal supplements, even though we want something to be more natural, can sometimes throw us into a loop if we take it with a certain thing
right.
that might mess up our stomach or might give us headaches, might cause us to be excited. And I don't mean in a football happy way, you know, yay, you know, Georgia won last night. No, we're talking about excitability, that you can't sit still, that you're shaking, you feel like you're out of control.
It can also cause you to be more confused sometimes. You
mm-hmm.
have to be very careful when you talk about throwing meds together.
Do you know that 28% of all hospital admissions are due to polypharmacy? And that's because people are falling more
yep.
when they're taking too many medications and probably not taking them correctly. And so we want to talk about who's in charge of your medications and how are we going to cut down these medications so that you're not constantly thinking of, well, when's my next pill? When's my next pill? I mean, right. it becomes an obsession with our lifestyle of when we're taking meds versus when are we eating or when are we going to go do something. It's always, oh, I got to take my pill before I do anything.
Yeah. I want to, as I often do, I want to interject a personal story, if nobody minds, because I really feel like my story is very similar to a lot of what other people might be going through. And if this helps anyone, then that in and of itself is a win. Mom was at a facility, and she, of course, was in an assisted facility, not Oakley Village, by the way. I just want to make sure people realize it wasn't Oakley Village. And she was being over-medicated. And I was almost sure of it, but what do I know? I mean, I'm just, you know, the son, and I'm not the doctor, and so I don't play one on the radio, and I don't try to be more than, you know, I stay in my lane. But I was almost sure of it. Well, Mom was running into some issues, and finally it got to a point where I decided to play the Kev card. And I don't usually say, hey, I'm the radio guy. I demand this, I demand that. But I went, Mom got hospitalized after she took a fall, and I called the CEO of the hospital. And I knew the hospital CEO, and I said, listen, I've got 12 different doctors prescribing 12 different things for my mom, and I can't get any of them to talk to one another, and there's a bunch of egos on who's in control.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want them all in a room together, and I want them to solve this. And I don't know what he did, but he made a phone call, and by the next day, my mother's meds were cut in half, and there was one doctor put in charge, and all the other doctors had signed off on everything, and they all cut my mom's meds. Within 3 weeks, I noticed my mother was so different personality-wise and was so back to being herself that she no longer needed to be in an assisted living facility, and for the last 7 years now has lived on her own in an apartment. That's how much it changed her life, because she was being so over-medicated because everybody was being the cook in the kitchen and deciding how to prescribe medicine to my mother.
Well,
and I worry about that for others.
You should, Kev. And the thing is that it also gives you peace of mind. It's made your life easier in the long run. But wouldn't you think nowadays we all have my charts and we all have all this stuff that doctors can cross-reference? But I know when I go to the doctor, they still don't have all my medications listed. They only have what that doctor listed.
Exactly.
So,
all right, well, we'll come back in just a moment. Polypharmacy, really important topic for all of us, especially for our seniors. We'll come right back.
Mornings with Kev. I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Small business owners are reporting inflation as their top problem. The National Federation of Independent Business Survey was taken in December. It's the first time since 1981 inflation was cited as the largest concern, cited by 22% of those surveyed. Also, nearly half said they could not fill open jobs despite higher pay. Volkswagen is predicting inflation will ease later this year, but forecasts no significant improvement in the chip shortage that has cut production for automakers around the world. VW's chief financial officer, Arno Antlitz, says the company is dealing with higher prices by cost cutting. And Turo, a company that allows car owners to rent out their vehicles, is preparing to go public. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Run, walk, honor. The Tunnel to Towers 5K Run and Walk in New York City retraces FDNY firefighter Stephen Siller's final footsteps on 9/11. That single event has inspired more than 70 runs, walks, and climbs in different cities across the nation each year. Register for an event in your area or volunteer to start one. Do good and never forget by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Hi, honey. Were you able to drop by Tree Pharmacy today to pick up Mom's medications?
Yes, she sure is on a lot of meds.
I know. That's why I go over so often, to help make sure she's taking them correctly.
Well, I have great news. The pharmacist at Tree Pharmacy said he can pre-pack her medications into individual doses.
Wow. Knowing she's taking the right meds at the right time will give me great peace of mind. But how much does it cost?
That's the even better part. It's free. Just another great service they offer at Tree Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Divine Street downtown.
Hey, who wants to make a resolution they can keep? Let's resolve to eat better pizza. Come on, you can do it with the Mellow Mushroom Pizza Bakers. Let's start slow with the crust. We'll hand toss that spring water dough just for you. Then add the freshest ingredients and serve it hot. Now, lift it, lift it. You're doing it. It's a change of pizza lifestyle. Happy New You from the Mellow Mushroom in the Vista and on Sunset in Lexington.
There's something special about a lasting relationship. You know, I started off as a customer of Stone Interiors almost 15 years ago. Well, that relationship grew, and they've been a partner now of The Point since we launched more than 8 years ago. Relationships matter. People matter. Local matters. Stone Interiors is all about being local, all about customer service, and all about building a great relationship with their customers. I'm proud to call the folks over there my friends. That's all well and good, but what about their granite? What about their marble? What about their craftsmanship? I know all about this as their customer. It is elite. They're the best at what they do. They have the largest selection of granite anywhere to choose from. They have the top team to do the installation. So if you've been considering new countertops, a kitchen backsplash, that bathroom remodel, or even an amazing outdoor kitchen, treat yourself right. Call Stone Interiors. Nobody does it better. You'll brag about them the same way I do. Check out their website, stoneinteriors.com, or give them a call, 461-8950. That's 461-8950. Remember, relationships matter. I know you'll enjoy working with Stone Interiors.
Point A to Point B.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Two nights at Kittiwake still backed up, and also an accident out on Emmanuel Church at Platte Springs Road. Clemson and Summit Parkway out, and also I-26 is backed up this time eastbound right at I-20. The backup is extensive. Midstate Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. Do you have a leak? Let Midstate Roofing take a peek. Service, advice, results for over 25 years. MidstateRoofing.com. We'll do it this afternoon. I'm Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Good morning and welcome back in. Along with Brian Leonard, I'm Kev, and we've got Marsha and Karen with us from Oakleaf Village as we continue our segment entitled The Positive Points on Aging, something we do and enjoy every Tuesday morning from 8:30 until 9 o'clock. So we've been talking about polypharmacy and just being careful that we're not over-medicating and not being sure of what our seniors, what our loved ones are taking. And, you know, again, what stands out to me is how do you know? I mean, I don't even understand the average person. How do you know? I mean, you trust your doctors. That's what we're supposed to do. And if you got too many doctors for too many specific ailments, the next thing you know, are you duplicating? Are you taking too much of one or another? I mean, it's a challenge for our seniors, for sure.
Well, and when we went to break, we were talking about, you know, the number of meds that people are taking. Did I talk about the 14 meds?
Nope.
I don't think I did. I was
talking to you and
Brian. Okay. You know, when people are in the hospital and are sent out back home or either to a nursing facility or a healthcare facility, they're on an average of 14 meds. And I know from personal experience, Karen and I both can attest to the fact that I've seen Mars come in with 30 medications on it. But I've also stood next to my nurse as she went through and she could dissect it. And she goes, this should go with this. This one, you know, is just a replication of this one. And so having someone to monitor that along with the doctor is something that we should all consider, because I know that's something about our medications that were very territorial. Like, I don't want you to know what I'm taking.
Right. It's personal.
Right. It's like, you know, I don't want you to know what's in my checking account. And I don't want you to know what's in my drug cabinet.
That's right. Well, but the other problem is, and it goes back to what I said earlier, I do think we're a society that's getting more and more to where we self-medicate. And so if one pill's good, maybe two are better. Or the other thing that happens to us sometimes at Oakleaf is that somebody's moving in and the doctor has, let's say, prescribed Xanax. And the daughters have been watching mom take this Xanax for a very long time, but they don't think it's working. So they just add another half of a Xanax to the one Xanax, but they don't tell the doctor. And mom doesn't really know what's going on because she has dementia probably. And so she's okay with it and everybody's fine. But then they move mom to a facility and they forget to tell the doctor or the nurse at the facility that they've been giving mom one and a half tablets and not just the one. And mom starts having behavior problems. We self-medicate, and that is a huge problem, too. So you have to remember that while we can blame the doctors, we also have to blame ourselves, and we have to be a little more open with our physicians as to what we're doing.
And we were talking earlier about, you know, we have these my charts. You know, like, I love my chart. You know,
right.
I'm able to check it. I can send my doctor emails. I can send the doctors that are on there in the network, though. See, if I went out of my network,
right,
I'm not going to get that. But the thing is that I can send them emails and know that in 24 hours, I'm going to get an answer back, whether it's medication, whether it's I feel like this is happening. But not everybody has that. So we've got to become our own my charts.
Right.
And I'm just challenging anyone that's an adult caregiver. If you have an aging loved one, you've got to take control, at least sit down once a month and talk to them about the meds and have the list of what you're taking, when you're taking, why you're taking. And then when you go to the doctor the next time, you take the time and you say, Doc, how long am I supposed to be taking this?
Right.
You know, this was given to me when I left the hospital 3 years ago when I had my heart attack. Are you still supposed to be taking it? Is it something that should have been discontinued a long time ago?
And we don't know because we don't ask the questions. And the other problem is oftentimes people don't want to question their physician because that sometimes makes you nervous, like maybe you've done something wrong if you've questioned your physician, but they don't know all. As like you said, Kevin, your mother had how many doctors prescribing how many meds, and it took them all getting a room together.
Yeah,
they don't mind doing that. I know that once I said something to my in-laws about getting a second opinion from a doctor in the same practice, and they went, oh, no, I can't do that. That'll insult the doctor I go to. Well, if that insults that doctor, then you probably should find another physician because they should want a second opinion. They should want somebody to back them up.
What most people need to understand is that the pharmacist can be your very best friend.
Absolutely.
You can go to your pharmacist, and I really encourage people to really try to stay within one pharmacy. I know with Medicare, I just went through it myself. You know, I can get a cheaper drug if I get it over here at Walmart.
Right.
But it's not going to be in the same group that I'm going to take over to Walgreens or Publix, that type of thing. And so you need to be able to sit down with your pharmacist, who's going to have all your meds right in front of them on the computer screen, and they can talk to you about it and give you a printout that you can share with your family members so that you'll have that available.
And they know your history. If you use the same pharmacy all the time, even though they often change pharmacists, most times they're still there for a while, and they know your history and what you've been taking and what probably isn't a good idea.
And also, if you're tempted, if you've read something in a magazine about a certain herbal product or a certain over-the-counter product, walk over to your pharmacist and say, I want to ask you a question. I'm on this and this and this. Is this going to have an adverse effect to it?
Right. I mean, we love our supplements, but they do have challenges here. So you have to be careful with that.
Yeah. Ultimately, anything you take that is not your foods and things like that, it's going to have an impact on you. And if you are, what you guys had said in the first segment of today's visit really stood out to me, and that is about not knowing what you're taking or when you're taking it or how long you should be taking it for. Again, I don't know the answer, because we've gotten so computerized and we've gotten so away, especially now with new things like all the telemedicine and all that. You might not have the same doctor the same time ever again if you do stuff like that. I'm not against telemedicine. I think it's great for some people who are on the go and fast and need this real quickly and don't have time to go make an appointment, all that stuff. That's great. But, I mean, the level of personal care is diminishing more and more and more in our society as we get more electronic and less hands-on.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to sound like the old curmudgeon or anything like that, but I'm just pointing to the fact of, you know, when's the last time a doctor made a house call? You know, it's times have changed.
Well,
and so you've got to change with them, and that's not going to be the responsibility of the senior. That's going to be the responsibility of the caregiver.
Yes, that's very true. And I will say, though, if you have a loved one in assisted living, most all of us have physicians that come in the building and do make house calls, per se, and they are on top of what's going on with your loved one. So don't ever hesitate to question that situation. And they do have more hands-on. I think that is a bonus for being in an assisted living type community for an elderly person.
Let me just let you know that I talked to a doctor recently, and he said that the average amount of time that you are allotted to spend with a patient, and that's to talk about everything, is 8 minutes.
Yep.
So you better have your list together when you walk into your doctor's office. These are the questions I have to ask, and I need to talk to them about the medications, because, of course, they usually do go over your medications. But think about that 8 minutes. What is important to you at that time that you have that chance to talk to the doctor? That's why you need to really get to know your pharmacist, because he's not going to put you on a time clock of 8 minutes. He's going to be able to, she is going to be able to sit down and do a consult with you.
Right. They used to do what we call brown bag events, and you'd bring your medications to places, and the pharmacist would sit down with you and talk to you about them and suggest what you should go back to your doctor and question. And you can still do that. You just go talk to your pharmacist. Just make some time to do that.
Yeah, I think, again, a lot of it has to do with communication and just trying to keep current. And so whomever is the caregiver for mom, dad, uncle, aunt, whomever, if you go to the pharmacist, just go and say, hey, I need an updated list of everything that mom is on. And then I think you take it and you get it in front of somebody and say, are any of these duplicates? Are any of these, can we eliminate any? I mean, I think the less meds people need to be on, the better it is for them.
Absolutely. So, I once had a doctor say that no one should be on it more than 6 medications at one time.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, how can folks find out more if they have questions about Oakley Village or questions in general?
Oakley Village is 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Well done. Appreciate you guys very, very much.
Thank
you for hanging out with us on this Tuesday morning. We'll look forward to a wonderful afternoon, and stay warm. Everybody be nice to one another. Cuddle up if you need to. Whatever you have to do to stay warm. But glad everybody had some fun with us this morning. For Karen, for Marsha, for Brian, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point. Stay safe.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An agreement on COVID testing rules will allow Chicago's public schools to reopen this week. The lack of a deal led to the cancellation of classes for 5 days. The teachers' union had called a strike. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says there's no way the city could agree to online learning.